Okay, we are now joined by the 2025 champion owner, Richard Childress, the 2025 champion crew chief, Danny Stockman, and the 2025 manufacturer championship for the champion for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Dr. Eric Warren, and his title is the Vice President Global Motorsports Competition for GM Motorsports. So congratulations, gentlemen. We'll go right to questions for them. We'll start here with Jonathan, then go to Zach, and work our way around.
Jonathan Field. Jonathan Field, the racing experts. Danny, this question's for you. You know, I saw your parents there on pit road and pit stall and whatnot. Very excited. What have they meant to your career? And just, you know, talk about having them here.
Yeah, so, like, my family, I'm third generation racing. So, my family, this is all we know is this stuff. My dad did this for a living for a long time and not at this level, but, you know, late model racing and so forth and West cars and all that, and actually crossed paths with Richard back in the day when he was just getting started. And it's, they live their life through my success. And, it's special when they're able to, they're in their late 60s now, and they literally live for my success. And when they can be here and enjoy this, they come to Phoenix every year, and I get them a spot in the driver-owner lot. And when they're here, it's just super, super special. It brings tears to my eyes just thinking about it. And they're my my dad is super hard on me. I'm 43 years old. He's super hard on me and points out my mistakes. But at the end of the day, he also praises me when we do good. So he's my biggest critic, and it's just super special to have them here with me. I don't have any kids, and just been chasing this for so long, and they're my biggest supporter for sure.
For you guys, just kind of talk about, for Richard as well, just kind of talk about what you've seen with Jesse Love and winning a championship with him.
You know, I think I watched Jesse in ARCA racing. I watched him race other stuff. But, you know, this was a big night for Jesse. But I think the biggest night coming into this is when we didn't have the car at Martinsville that we needed to, and he didn't lose it, Stockman didn't lose it, and they were on it. And they set themselves up to come here and be in the Final Four to win the championship. But Jesse has tons of talent, and he's going to go a long way in this sport.
You know, Jesse's been one of our development drivers, and so it's awesome to see his performance and what it will certainly mean for his career and how hard he's worked. You know, again, we get to see these young drivers from a young age and how hard they work in the background, how what it means to them, and just seeing him be emotional was super special for Chevy, and obviously the history with RCR. So it couldn't have been a better moment for Jesse.
I'd like to add one more thing. I just asked Danny, I said, this is your third championship with RCR. So he's won three championships with RCR. Truck with Austin Dillon, Xfinity, and now Jesse Love. So he's got a bright future in front of him too, 43 years old.
I ain't done yet. I got a long time left.
Zach?
Zach Cerniello, NASCAR.com. Richard, first for you, you said that Jesse's still got a long way to go in the sport, bright future ahead. What do you see ahead of him?
I think right now our plans is running for another championship next year in the Xfinity, running some cup races, and see where it goes in 27.
Danny, from your perspective, what is your relationship with Jesse like, and how have you seen him grow in the 2 years that you've been able to work together in this facet?
The people that are around me closely know that he's like my kid. We have a really, really, really strong relationship. And what I love about that kid, and it was the same with Austin Dillon, is that he's hard on me and I'm hard on him, but it's all for a common goal. And when you have that relationship, it's super special because there's no ego involved. And when you get to that point, it's success comes. So like RC said last week, we didn't rise to the occasion at Martinsville, and we haven't been very good there as a company in a while. But we came here, we prepped for the last month and a half to come here and execute. And in practice, we unloaded with a car that was super, super good. We were the best on every sheet, period. Then we start the race, and we qualified sixth. We start the race, and we back up to 12th, and it's like, what happened here? And we keep our head down digging. Jesse didn't get flustered. My team did an amazing job on pit stops. You guys seen that? Like, incredible, the pit stops that we had today. And we just kept our head down digging. And Jesse believes in me, and I believe in him. And these are the outcomes.
Go next to Toby and then Wolfgang.
Toby Christie, Racing America on SI. I've got a question for Danny and then a question for Richard. Danny, early on, it seemed like there was some frustration on the radio. You guys hadn't really made any changes to the car from what you said, but the car was really, really loose early on. And it seemed like Jesse was kind of getting a little frustrated on the radio, and it seemed like he kind of calmed him down. How hard is that to kind of keep him calm and let him know, hey, we'll get it fixed, and then how fulfilling was it once you did get it turned around?
Well, I think, like, it kind of caught us off guard. We know, so typically every week after we practice, the first run of the race is always the loosest. I didn't necessarily anticipate it being that loose, and then I looked at the wears after the first run. It was like, wow. But we didn't over adjust. We tightened up a little bit. And these kids, you have to keep them motivated. If you don't, you can lose them really quick. So I just made sure that I kept him motivated, kept him giving me the right info. And we made a decent adjustment, but it wasn't huge. And then the next run of the race, it was just like light switch. We had a good pit stop, and then the rest of the race was kind of just going our way. So Jesse, he needs that type of info. He wants more info than any other driver I've had to work with. And RC, at the beginning of our relationship with me and Jesse, RC was like, man, you're like, RC was kind of stressed out. Like, you're telling him too much, giving him too much info. You need to, like, calm down. But this is what Jesse wants. He wants all this. So it's been good. At the end of the day, we rose when it mattered. And tonight it mattered, and we made it happen, and we're sitting here now.
And then, Richard, once the car did improve, I kind of heard that you were on the radio scouting out where, you know, Jesse was maybe overcharging the corners a little bit, which was then making the car tight. And it seemed once he adjusted to that, then the car was just flawless at that point.
Yeah, I just feed the information I see from where I was at, and I'm not always right, but it helped. But first off, I got to congratulate Chevy for how many manufacturer championships is this?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't actually know that one. I know we won 26 races this year, so it's been an incredible year for Chevy. And strength of RCR and Junior and Colling on our great teams is it's a culmination of an awesome year for us.
Yeah, I mean, we've been fortunate to be involved in several with them, but this one was special tonight to win this with Danny and Jesse and win it for Chevy.
What a Wolfgang.
First of all, congratulations for all you three. Richard, I have a question for you. Personally, myself, when I'm coming over regularly for many years, I'm very impressed at you finding very talented drivers who sooner or later become future Cup champions. My question is, for the future, are you expanding your search over the Atlantic Ocean to Europe and maybe employ one day European, especially German drivers in your team?
It's strange you asked that. We were just at Chevy's Tech Center meeting with Josh Wise, who develops a lot of young drivers. There's a couple of kart racers over in Europe right now that we're taking a real hard look at. We're looking at some lady drivers. We're looking at some Hispanic drivers. And you're talking about 12 years old to 18 years old. These drivers, is unbelievable what we're looking at today and the talent these kids have got over in Europe driving those carts is amazing.
But there's a possibility.
What did you say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're as we, particularly with Chevy and GM, as we expand our global reach in motorsports. I mean, we're definitely developing drivers in the future, you know, 8, 9 years old now and on, and our reach is really getting strong across Europe, you know, Asia, Australia, the investment, and we find different talent that we look at and say, okay, you know, part of our development is to run in different types of racing. So, you know, we look seeing some NASCAR racers that may go into supercars, may go into sports cars, open wheel. So definitely there'll be opportunity to bring more international talent into our program.
What about the NASCAR US series, the talented drivers in Europe, US, do you ever look at this as well?
Yeah, we talk to them quite a bit, you know, trying to work on that. I mean, not a lot of direct involvement with those series at the moment, but certainly as we expand, we're always looking for talent.
Go to John and then Bob.
John Newby, FanBuzz. So back when you guys announced that you'd signed Jesse, I talked to Andy Petrie, and he said that he had a humble confidence about him, which is what you guys really appreciated. After a couple of years, it seems that Jesse has not lost any of that. So I was curious, what is kind of the driving force between, you know, keeping him humble and confident in his abilities?
I couldn't understand the thing you said. I apologize. My hearing isn't very good, but somebody tell me what
he was
said.
Just saying how Jesse's remained humble and what's caused him to stay humble even after he's had success. And when he first brought him in, he talked about how he was humble.
Yeah, I think it's his family. His family, his dad. He's got a gorgeous girlfriend that they all kind of keep him humbled and keep him going. And I've seen a lot of drivers come and go, but Jesse, you know, he's the real deal for sure.
I'll add to that. Like, this is all he knows. Like, literally, the kid eats, sleeps, race cars. And I've worked with a lot of young kids. This kid literally puts in his own work at his own, like, all day long, every day. He works with Josh Wise and Scott Speed, but I don't have to teach him, like, how to study anything. He does it himself. So he wants it as bad as I've ever seen, for sure.
Go here to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports, for either Richard or Danny. I'm curious, Jesse's good friends with Connor. Has he ever said, like, why am I not winning as much as him? And do you encourage comparison or to Connor, or are you like, you got to focus on yourself and get better and not be like, well, you've got to be as good as Connor right now?
Yeah, that's been a lot. There's been a lot of conversation on that this year for sure. But at the end of the day, we have to focus on our own program. And like, if you just look at Jesse's season, okay, second year season, he's done good. But when you look at Connor's, it's been way above anything you've ever seen before. Him and Corey Heim, okay? I think that puts a lot of strain on teams, right? And it does. But at the end of the day, you have to work on your own program. You have to work on your own stuff. And I'm on him about worrying about what we got going on. And to be quite honest, at the end of the day, he won, I don't know how many races he won, 11 races, 12, something like that, yeah. A lot. But when it mattered tonight, it did not happen. He won a lot of races, but he's not an Xfinity Series champion. So it's pretty special for Jesse.
I think they help each other, honestly.
Yeah,
I think the closeness of that, they train together. I think it helped Jesse. It's also helped Connor. Yes. So I think that relationship is special for both of them, really.
I mean, you could say Connor's, it's my point, like, you say Connor is a unicorn. You can't, if you're always trying to imagine this, you're going to just stress yourself out and you'll never get there.
Yeah, like for me, I don't look at that. Okay. I just worry about my own stuff. And Connor is super special. Connor and Jesse are literally, you guys see it on social media, they are best friends, like as close as anybody could ever get. Connor's in my trailer hanging out in my lounge probably more than he's in his own trailer. So, you know, I'm actually pretty close with Connor. I've been watching him since he was, you know, 7, 8 years old racing go-karts because I'm into karting. So, but at the end of the day, guess what happened tonight? And that's what's important tonight. We beat him straight up. Not a pit strategy, we beat them tonight. It's that simple.
Yeah, and Connor has been through the GM program, the Young program. That's a perfect example of what they're doing, is looking at these young drivers and helping develop them. Am I correct?
No, it's been great. Connor's been great, and the whole program's been great.
Okay, we'll take three more. We'll go to Crash in the back and then end with Lee.
Crash Gladys, Speed Freaks. I can't take credit for this. They said it on the telecast. Danny, do you realize, has it sunk in that you were Rookie of the Year, Chief with Austin, and then Champion the next year? Same with Jesse. Rookie of the Year and then Champion the next year. That's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I think it's special. I think my whole career, I've never really had a veteran driver. I work with these young kids my whole career, literally. Richard hired me in 2010 to work with Austin, and we built him up. Then I worked with Ty, and we built him up, and then they moved me over to the Cup side for a little bit. But I really, really enjoy working with the kids. It is hard, for sure. You know, I'll have Jesse for another year, and then I'll have to, whoever the next one is, we'll have to groom him, and it's just another – it's another stepping stone. But I think over the years, I've learned how to groom them. And hearing that now out of your voice, that's pretty awesome for sure. Yeah. It's been a while since I've won a championship. And there's been a humongous effort put into this, so it's pretty damn special.
So essentially, you're the kid whisperer.
I guess. I don't know. I've become that good over the last, you know, 10 years or so, just working with all the kids.
Going back there.
Noah Reed, Kenny Wallace Media. I feel like there's been no question that Jesse Love is an incredibly talented driver, but throughout the past two seasons, the only knock against him is that he hadn't been able to win on an oval, minus the Rockingham disqualification. I'm curious, from your perspective now, to be able to get that first oval victory, you know, under this situation, under all this pressure, what does that say about Jesse?
Who are you asking?
This is for anyone.
You go ahead.
So, like, if you look back at the last half of the season, there's been several instances where we should have won. I mean, Vegas a couple weeks ago, we were capable of winning. It's definitely been weighing on our shoulders, right? But we've been there. We've been close. We killed him at Rockingham and we got thrown out. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters right now is what happened tonight. So we won the race, and I'm super, super proud of winning the race and the championship. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
You know, I think a lot of it's just his preparation and being ready for those opportunities. There's many stars that stepped up at the right moment, the right time, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't just an opportunity. It was his preparation and his continual effort to get better. And, you know, he shined in the moment tonight on the biggest stage that he's had. So we look in sports history, those are key moments, and he's a champion. And it's not because he hasn't put in the work. He has. And he stepped into it tonight when he had the chance.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Danny, to kind of follow up on what Bob was asking you, you know, the comparison between Zilich and Jesse, what made the difference tonight? I mean, you know, 10 races you lost to him, but what do you think, now that you've had time to process it, what was tonight, what made the difference tonight?
Tonight, it was, like Eric said, the prep work for sure. And there is certain racetracks where certain drivers are really good at, and Jesse's really good here. Danny's we had a good car.
Danny's not giving himself enough credit. He made some good changes there before the last run, big changes. And, you know, if you look at how the car went from the first run to the end, it was a combination we just talked about, the chemistry between those two. and he made some really big changes that made a really big difference.
And we were pretty good. We've been good here. This is our fourth race together here at Phoenix. We've been a top five car several times. We went to Gateway with something kind of new, and we applied it here, and it was really good. So.
Okay. All right, gentlemen. Congratulations on this championship, and enjoy the off season. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate everybody.